The Rebellions of 1837. The Rebellions of 1837 were a pair of Canadian armed uprisings that occurred in 1837 and 1838 in response to frustrations in political reform and ethnic conflict. A key shared goal was the allowance of responsible government. The rebellion started in two Canadian colonies. The Lower Canada Rebellion was a larger and more sustained conflict by French-Canadian and English-Canadian rebels against the British colonial government. The Upper Canada Rebellion was an abortive uprising in Upper Canada against Upper Canada oligarchy, the Family Compact, followed by a series of raids, skirmishes, and other small actions over the next year, many of them launched from the United States. The rebellion in Lower Canada began first, in November 1837, and was led by Robert Nelson and Louis-Joseph Papineau. The Lower Canada Rebellion probably inspired the much shorter rebellion in Upper Canada, led by William Lyon Mackenzie in December, but there were other grievances in Upper Canada, particularly the gifts of land and official status to the Church of England to the exclusion of Roman Catholics, Methodists, and other religions, and tensions caused by mass immigration from the United States, particularly in the western areas. While the initial rebellion in Upper Canada ended quickly with the Battle of Montgomery's Tavern, many of the rebels, including Mackenzie, fled to the U.S., using it as a base for launching further raids into Canada in cooperation with American hunter lodges. The raids did not end until the rebels and hunters were defeated at the decisive Battle of the Windmill, nearly a year after the first defeat near Montgomery's Tavern. After the rebellions died down, more moderate reformers like the political partners Robert Baldwin and Louis Hippolyte Lafontaine gained credibility as an alternative voice to the radicals. They proved to be influential when the British government sent Lord Durham, a prominent British reformer, to investigate the cause of the troubles. Among the recommendations in his report was the establishment of responsible government for the colonies, one of the rebels' original demands. Durham also recommended the merging of Upper and Lower Canada into a single political unit, which became the nucleus for modern-day Canada, and, more controversially, the government-sponsored assimilation of French Canadians to the English language and culture. The MacPaps and the Spanish Civil War in 1937 was exactly one century after the rebellion. William Mackenzie and Louis-Joseph Papineau were to give their name to the Mackenzie-Papineau Battalion, or the MacPaps, a battalion of officially unrecognized Canadian volunteers who fought on the Republican side in Spain during the Spanish Civil War. The Report on the Affairs of British North America, commonly known as Lord Durham's Report, is an important document in the history of Quebec, Canada, and the British Empire. The notable British Whig politician George John Lambton, 1st Earl of Durham, was sent to the Canadas in 1838 to investigate and report on the causes of the rebellions of 1837 and 1838. Durham arrived in Quebec City on May 27th. He had just been appointed Governor General and given special powers as High Commissioner of British North America. Durham had spoken to merchants in Britain who wanted greater British control over the Canadas, as they felt the French Canadians' presence in Lower Canada undermined their economic interests. In Canada, he formed numerous committees consisting of essentially all of the opponents of the Patriots and made many personal observations of life in the colonies. He also visited the United States. Durham wrote that he had assumed he would find that the rebellions were based on liberalism and economics, but he eventually concluded that the real problem was the ethnic conflict between the French and the English. According to Durham, the French culture in Canada had changed little in 200 years and showed no signs of progress like British culture had. His report contains the famous assessment that Canada consisted of two nations warring within the bosom of a single state. Recommendations that Durham made were that Upper and Lower Canada be united into one province, which would give British Canadians a slight advantage in population. He also encouraged immigration to Canada from Britain to overwhelm the existing numbers of French Canadians and hopefully assimilate them into British culture. The freedoms granted to the French Canadians under the Royal Proclamation of 1763 and the Quebec Act of 1774 should also be rescinded. According to Lord Durham, this would eliminate the possibility of future rebellions. The French Canadians did not necessarily have to give up their religion and language entirely, but it could not be protected at the expense of what Durham considered a more progressive British culture. The proposed merger would also benefit Upper Canada, as the construction of canals led to a considerable debt load. while access to the former Lower Canada fiscal surplus would allow that debt to be erased. He also recommended responsible government, in which the Governor General would be a figurehead and the Legislative Assembly would hold a great deal of power. In the responsible government, the Legislative Assembly would be elected by the people. The party with majority would hold power, and as long as they held support, they would keep power. However, this recommendation was not accepted, and the province of Canada would not get responsible government for another decade. In exile in France, Louis-Joseph Papineau published the Histoire de la résistance du Canada au gouvernement anglais, History of the Resistance of Canada to the English Government, in the French La Revue du Progrès in May of 1839. In June, it appeared in Canada in Ludger Duvernay's La Revue Canadienne as Histoire de l'insurrection du Canada en réfutation du rapport de Lord Durham, History of the Insurrection of Canada in Refutation of the Report of Lord Durham. The assertion that the so-called French Canadians had no history and no culture, and that the conflict was primarily that of two ethnic groups, evidently outraged Papineau. It was pointed out that many of the Patriot leaders were of British or British-Canadian origin, including, among others, Wolfred Nelson, hero of the Battle of Saint-Denis, Robert Nelson, author of the Declaration of Independence of Lower Canada, who would have become president of Lower Canada had the second insurrection succeeded, journalist Edmund Bailey O'Callaghan, and Thomas Storrow Brown, general during the Battle of St. Charles. It was also pointed out that an uprising had occurred in Upper Canada where there was only one race. According to Papineau and other patriots, the analysis of the economic situation of French Canadians was biased. Indeed, from 1791 to the rebellions, the elected representatives of Lower Canada had been demanding the control over the budget of the colony. Durham resigned on September 29th and was soon replaced by Charles Poulett Thompson, 1st Baron Sydenham, who was responsible for implementing the Union of the Canadas. The report of Durham was published in London in February 1839.